Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And as part of our ongoing series of COVID-19 stories, we're speaking with Julia Davis, a Spelman and Southern California Film School graduate who's been in Atlanta with her family since the start of the pandemic in March. Davis thought this would be a perfect time to exercise her passion for social justice. Julia Davis, welcome to The Local Take.
Hi, thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you.
Well, I wanted to say thank you for taking the time to exercise your passion for social change. You know, many of us are trying to be productive, but you've gone above and beyond cleaning out a closet. So why was it important for you to use this time constructively?
For me personally, I've always been someone who believes in doing the right thing for the right reason. So now that the world has kind of slowed down or had a change of pace, so to say, I felt like this was the perfect opportunity to go full force with trying to bring about positive things. So that's really why I decided to do this. And one afternoon, I was really just thinking and about life and thinking about the state of our country and the state of the world right now and just how heavy 2020 has been for everyone. And then I thought of the election. And that added a whole nother amount of weight on this year. And again, this is someone who's just super solution-oriented. I wanted to figure out a way to find a solution to help reduce stress, to help reduce people's angst. And so I decided to come up with an initiative to help people vote early, because I do believe that voting early is one of the best ways to combat a lot of that stress that comes with election day for the poll workers, for politicians, for citizens. If we vote early, then, you know, that should mean come election day, it shouldn't be as stressful, even though a lot of that stress is inevitable. And going into our initiative about supplying free transportation, I thought that a lot of the time, I find it that transportation is often an inconvenience to do anything, honestly. I mean, we know Atlanta traffic. I'm coming from LA, so I'm very, I understand transportation is often
a challenge.
Yeah. So, again, being solution-oriented, I was like, well, maybe there's a way to find a solution to help make it more convenient. And why not supply free transportation or early voting? One, that already will encourage people to actually early vote. And two, you know, you don't have to worry about it. We're not making it an inconvenient for you to take care of your civic duty, to make sure your voice is heard. So come on, get a free ride and do what you have to do.
So your initiative is Be Proactive Early Voting Initiative, and you are focused on providing transportation to the polls to encourage people to vote during the early voting period. So who are you working with? You know, this is a wonderful idea, but how did you actually get this in place so that you all are going to be providing rides to the polls?
That's a great question. So I got this idea about 2 months ago, like right towards the end of July, and I knew it was a great idea to provide free transportation, but I knew it'd be one heck of a ride to get there. So I got this idea and I brought it to my grandmother and my mom, who have always been active in the community, and they loved the idea. And so we all kind of as a family ran with it. And 2 months later, here we are with our own nonprofit organization, the Solution Sharing Project Incorporated, which has actually taken on the hashtag Be Proactive Early Voting Initiative. And we've worked with several different organizations trying to help make this possible. One being actually a middle school friend, actually from Sandtown Middle School, who has her own 501c3 organization here in Atlanta called Everyone Eats Foundation. So they kind of helped us start to organize And then, like I said, we started our own nonprofit and actually recently have teamed up with another Morehouse brother of mine, Darian Pollock. He has an organization called Street Philosophy Institute, which is also working tirelessly on getting people in Florida to vote. So we're just combining this collective effort to really accomplish the same goal here. So what we're doing is making sure that everybody has an opportunity to use their voice and express their voice.
Through their vote. That is the way you can get things changed.
And that is. And we have to show up, you know, we have to show up. And if we're going to really hold people in power accountable, then the people have to be the ones to show up and say that we're here. And so I think that's what, to me, 2020 has been about collectively, is how are us humans, how are we going to take charge of our own future? You know, our future is in our hands. And with the vote, it's quite literal how.
That is it. If the future is in our hands and we vote, we can actually change the future.
Yes. And so we worked with those organizations and we're working with those organizations. But also, we would not be able to do this without some of our other partners. We've secured two pickup locations. So one being Mount Calvary Baptist Church on Fairburn Road, and the other being St. Mark A&E Church on Campbellton Road. And those will be our primary pickup locations where community members can come meet us, get on our buses, go to the polling place, vote, and we'll bring you back to the pickup locations. And we also will have volunteers to help make sure that everyone has their proper identification, make sure you are registered to vote, as well as we'll make sure that we have bus facilitator volunteers who will be people stationed at the early voting sites who will help people get to the line, help older people make sure they get to the front of the line, if need be, disabled people get to the front of the line, make sure we just go over the general rules of voting and make sure there's no cell phones visible, make sure, you know, people are aware of what they need to do when they actually do vote. And then they'll be guided back to our bus and we'll drop them off. And it's also a great thing, too, because if you have an absentee ballot form, then, of course, you can just ride our bus, drop it off, and you just get a free ride.
Even better. Now, how can our listeners help with this initiative? Do you guys still need volunteers, donations? How can we help you guys?
Yes. We need volunteers. We need donations. I'd also like to give a wonderful thank you shout out to NTI Limos here in Atlanta, who has so graciously partnered with us and will be providing their shuttle bus services for us. But we do want to raise donations so that we can give back to the organizations that are helping us. So we need donations, we need volunteers, and everyone can do that by going to our website, which is BPEBI, so the acronym for Be Proactive Early Voting Initiative. So the letters BPEBI.weeblysite.com. And Weebly is spelled Weebly Site.
I love it. And I want to thank you, Julia Davis, for taking this, like you said, this downtime, this different kind of time, and doing something so productive and so needed in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. And I really hope that we are able to make an impact. And, you know, even if we just reach one person, that will be enough for me. But I will say that one of the most rewarding things about putting this thing together is seeing how the village that raised me here in Atlanta is also the village that I will be able to work with and work for and serve as well. So it's just fascinating to kind of see things come full circle as a recent graduate.
It is a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing what you're doing. Providing transportation for anyone who wants to vote early And those two pickup locations are St. Mark's Church and Mount Calvary.
Yes. And actually, hopefully, we will have a MARTA location in there as well, a MARTA train station parking lot that we will be able to use. So fingers crossed, we hear back this week. But come next week, we will have a finalized schedule that will be posted on our website. And we also have a telephone number where people can reach us and inquire about volunteering or donating.
And what's the number?
The number is 404-281-1591. And I'll give you that number one more time. That number is 404-281-1591.
Julia Davis, thank you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And thank you again for allowing me to share what we're doing with you all.